is food for thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's food for thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. And today it is with Tracy and I got a couple co-hosts because Carol is gone. She is in Dallas. So hope you're having fun, Carol. We will see you next week. My co-hosts today are the wonderful Steve Freeman and the amazing Kim Bergeron. And we'll go into what they're doing here in a little bit. If you want to give us a call, we are at 866-823-1077. We love to hear from our listeners. We are at on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. Also, we would love for you to come in and see our be part of our live audience here in the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have lunch at the Midtown Cafe, and watch the show. And anytime you'd like to check out current or past shows, you can go to foodforthoughtnh.com. You could also like us on Facebook at Food for Thought with Carol. So, Steve Freeman with Manchester Food Co-op. I said that right, right?
That sounds good. How are you?
I'm good. And Kim Bergeron with Extreme Coupon Professors in Southern New Hampshire Kids.
Yeah, super.
Thank you, lady and gentlemen, for joining us today in Carol's absence. I'm happy to have you as always. So today we have a great show. We'll be also, you know, getting our updates from the New Hampshire Food Co-op. We'll also be hearing all the great tips that Kim has for us later on in the show for saving money and also things to do around New Hampshire. Love hearing about that. We have Donna from Delaware. Donna's Delights calling in. We love having her kick off the show.
She's wonderful.
She is. And then we are going to be hearing from somebody that's been on before, and I love hearing from him, Jason McCarter from the New Hampshire Food Bank. And he also does, he's the chef for Recipes for Success. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that. So how are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Good. It's been a busy week with vacation, you know, the kids are home, but we're still running to all the events and all their practices, and you thought you had free time and you didn't.
My cat doesn't seem to recognize vacation days. I just recognize there's a lot less traffic.
Oh, so it's good for you.
Yeah,
it's true. Great, yeah.
My kids are off too. Actually, my son is here in the green room hanging out with us for the first time, so that's kind of cool. And Kim, your daughter, is here as well.
Yeah, she is having lunch upstairs and can see us through the window. We can see her too on her iPod.
I know. I love it here, this big open space.
It's
so beautiful. And the sun is shining in today.
Yeah,
it is
nice.
Gorgeous outside. I'm wearing short sleeves and not a jacket and open-toed shoes.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
That's
right.
Wonderful. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We did get a little snow in April here yesterday.
Wasn't that weird?
It was.
Yeah. That was so weird.
Yeah, it was raining and then all of a sudden it was icing.
Mm-hmm. I know, but today's sunny and we're all happy.
It's beautiful.
It makes such a big difference in everybody's attitude. And yeah, it's good. Sun heals all.
Definitely. So we actually have I want to go over what the food holiday is.
I love hearing these. Please tell me which one.
Okay.
It is today.
So, let me tell you what the national one, the national food holiday, for the month rather, is Garlic Month.
Oh.
Awesome.
So tell me your favorite dish with garlic in it. Covers everything, like anything and everything, right?
Just about everything. One of my favorite things that I've been doing the past few years is roasting the whole head of garlic and then using it on a spread for a toast or bread. That is just such a sweet flavor, delicious, and so easy. You just cut the bottom off, put it in a pan with some olive oil, salt it, and when it's done, you let it cool for like 10 minutes, then you just squish it all out, and it makes a spread.
Yeah. Do you mix it with anything?
Nothing.
Really? Just straight garlic, just
straight
like that,
garlic,
huh?
Yes, it is so good.
My grandmother used to just eat garlic straight. She would just take like a clove every single day and smash it up and eat it on the spoon.
It's good for your health.
And I got to tell you, my grandmother was one of the healthiest people I knew. Mm-hmm. She was. We went to Central Park with her when she came to visit before she passed away, and she was walking circles around people at 81 years old around Central Park.
Yeah.
Must be the garlic.
Yeah, right, huh?
So that's one of the national ones. Also, it's, one of the monthly national holidays. It's also National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month.
Oh.
I love a good grilled cheese.
I do, too.
You know, I recently read this recipe, and I want to do it when I get onto Channel 9 again. A grilled peanut butter and fluffernutter, or fluffernutter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I saw a picture of that. I'm like, that. Who doesn't like a fluffernutter?
We make that at home.
That is
but you don't put cheese in it, though, right? That's just totally different. Okay, all right. Okay.
But I never would have thought of grilling it.
I bet you could put,
gooey.
A toothpick in it with a frilly flag and sell it for $9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are good.
Warm peanut butter and warm marshmallow. That's
Then add, my son Brock adds Nutella to it.
That's
so you have that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Nutella is a staple in our house, and I try not for it not to be, but every time I go for a while without buying it, my kids beg me. But if I have it in the house, that's all they will eat is every single morning is a bagel with Nutella.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they want. So I have not bought marshmallow cream. What is it called?
Fluff.
Right. See, I'm not from these parts.
Right.
I probably bought it in 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I probably should. I'm getting the eyes from the green room for my son. I think that I need to get some. We'll have to try that.
You need to try to make one of those. Those are really good.
I'm going to try it at home. I'm going to splurge and buy a tub of Fluff. You know, Fluff is a local product.
I did not know that.
Fluff is only made in Lynn, Massachusetts, where it was invented, I guess.
I did not know that either.
I didn't know it either, and it's right here in our backyard. It's known around the world.
See, in Oklahoma, we kind of have our own version, but it was just marshmallow cream.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we would put that on a sandwich, but it's not quite the same as
There's fluff. Only one Fluff.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. So that's why I didn't grow up knowing
cream.
That.
Yep. I don't know what they do, what kind of wonderful city water they use. Because I've tried the others through the years. There's nothing like Fluffernutter.
Right.
They lack the airiness.
Yeah, it's true. That's what it is.
So now back to the grilled cheese. I actually do my grilled cheese a little bit different. And instead of doing, you know, the regular butter and cheese and popping it on, obviously there's a lot of different variations. But I put a little grapeseed oil and some like oregano or different seasonings and mix it in there, brush that on the bread, and then put in a really nice mozzarella or provolone with tomato.
Oh,
in there.
Yeah.
Instead of just
I don't like
butter
warm tomatoes in my grilled cheese.
You don't?
I know. I wish I did. It looks delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I like tomatoes in my grilled cheese.
I do too.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, holiday for of the day. So, it's National Blueberry Pie Day.
Oh,
today is?
It is.
You would think that it would be a little bit later.
When the blueberries are ripe.
Yeah. They want people to get excited about it or something and get ready for blueberry picking.
So this is my version I'm showing you guys of my, it's not blueberry pie, obviously, but it's much healthier, fresh blueberries and almond butter.
Beautiful.
And you just put it in a bowl and eat it like that. It is like having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh.
But healthier for you.
Correct.
No bread, no carbs. Right. So, and you can have it for breakfast, lunch, a snack, whatever. So that's how I have my blueberries. I don't typically eat. I do like blueberry pie, but I haven't had it in years probably. You guys like blueberry pie?
I like my grandmother's. Yeah. That's about it. Yeah.
It has the right amount of sugar.
And the right consistency. I can't make a good blueberry pie. Mine are runny all the time. Way too juicy.
Yeah.
I've tried so many times. I'm like, I'm just not meant to make it. I'm good.
Yep. Not meant to make pies either. Cookies, that's another thing. And just for to mention, just because I love shrimp so much, tomorrow is National Shrimp Scampi Day.
That's a very fun, easy dish that anybody can make.
It is. And you add garlic to that.
Absolutely.
Yes, your roasted garlic would be delicious
in
there.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, well, the amazing Donna from Delaware, Donna's Delights, is ready for us. How are you doing, Donna? Always better when I hear your fun, excited voice.
Oh, what are you talking about? Blueberry pie in there? Somebody talking about they can't make blueberry pie. Blueberry pie is easy. If the thickening ain't thickening, all you need is some cornstarch and look at it.
And look at it.
What's wrong with y'all? Don't be scared.
Scared. We're scared.
Don't be scared. No, never be scared.
It's just easier to throw them in a bowl.
The kick is, if you add enough sugar, they'll eat it anyway.
True.
Well, it looks fine before I put it in the oven. It looks like perfect. And then it comes out and it's just too juicy.
Juicy? Well, that's nothing wrong with being juicy, you know.
Right. We should just add more ice cream to the bowl.
You got to add just a little more cornstarch. That's all. Go ahead and try it again. If you first you don't succeed, try again.
Try again.
All you do until you get it right and get it tight. Don't never quit on nothing. No.
No. No, it's not that I quit. I'll just let somebody else make it.
Oh, see, that ain't right. That's just like your workout. You hear me? You quit on your workout too, don't you?
Oh, no. I doubt it. No, we're all good at some things and not so good at others. So we all have to have the things that we need somebody else to do for us.
No!
That's right. Mm-mm. Keeps America working.
In my pie.
So what do you have for us today?
What I got? Well, this is what I got. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Ready.
All right. Ever since the beginning of the year, I came up with the idea of having date night events each second weekend of the month. It's to celebrate my up-and-coming 20th wedding anniversary, which is in October. Now, I've been fair with Ted. I let him pick three things that he would like to do out of my nine. I get nine. He knows a happy life, a happy wife means a happy life. So, I always wanted to do a pottery class ever since I've seen Ghosts. I always wanted to have some clay in my hands, a wheel between my legs, and a straw man behind me. Honey, I'm getting hot. Well, I get myself so excited. So last month, I got to act out my fantasy in Philly. They had a clay studio, and this place has a date night event, which they have every month, and they serve beer, wine, and cheese, which I was able to sit. I was sipping and tripping. Now, I was sipping on some grapefruit club soda, and I was tripping over the price of that crap. My bag, sorry, art, like a sheet of clay paper, and I do mean paper made out of clay made out of a sheet of paper, which costs $3,000. Now,
what?
If you got that kind of money, don't worry. I made a mug that night. And I'll let it go for about $3 and some Frank's hot sauce because I put that shiitake on everything. Well, after making my wonderful work of art, me and Van Gogh, a.k.a. Ted, went cooling on South Street. And we landed into the Hong Dynasty restaurant where I parked myself up at the bar and ordered me a mock cocktail, because y'all know I can't drink, because if I drink, it's going to be disaster. I ordered a mock cocktail, which was called the Pink Dragon, and it had this round white ball at the end of the stick. So I asked the bartender, what was it? And she stated that it was lychee fruit. Now, I never heard of it, so I was like, okay, let me go find out more about this. So once Ted got his Mona Lisa home so he could smile, I found out more about this lychee fruit. Now, it's a tropical fruit or subtropical fruit, and the tree is in Guangdong and the Fujian province of China, and they also cultivate it in other parts of the world. It is delicious and juicy, and it's nutritious. And the berry has a cooling effect on the human body, because you know sometimes Donna gets too hot. So I need to put a cup of this beside my nightstand, because I've been having flash dances, which has started to come, a.k.a. hot flashes. And my caterpillar is about to turn into a beautiful black butterfly, and those flashes ain't no joke. So the Chinese, that I'm glad that they have it, because it cooled me off. So the Chinese name translated for the lychee fruit is called Gift of Joyful Life. Don't I need a little? Everybody needs a little more joy in their life. Now, this fresh fruit is delicious, and it has a whitish pulp, and it's floral, and it smells really, really good. And since they say that the perfume fragrance is lost in the canning process, so they usually eat it fresh. But I haven't found it fresh, so I had to eat it out of the can, and it tastes good to me. So the lychee fruit contains vitamin C and vitamin B complex and potassium and minerals to promote health and to promote a healthy diet. So So I decided to add this lychee fruit to the mix of me getting it right and getting it tight, Tracy, because you know I'm on my way up there. Chef, I came up with a sauce using lychee fruit over an Asian-inspired meatball, which is the recipe of the week. Lychee and me, the key to being footloose and fancy-free meatballs. Now, here's what you'll need to cool your ass off if you think you're hot stuff. You'll need 2 pounds of ground turkey, or if you like pork, you can use pork, or you can use ground beef. I use ground turkey because of health reasons. You know me. 3 cloves of garlic. Y'all were talking about garlic chopped. You'll need 1.5 teaspoons of fresh grounded ginger. You'll need a quarter teaspoon of accent. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of curry powder. You'll need 1 egg. You'll need 1/2 cup of cilantro chopped. You'll need 3 tablespoons of sesame seed oil and 1 cup of pinto breadcrumbs. You'll need 3 teaspoons of lime juice. You'll need 1.5 cups of hoisin sauce. I use the vegetarian kind. You'll need 2 teaspoons of soy sauce. You'll need 1/4 cup of coconut milk. You'll need 2 tablespoons of jalapeno peppers chopped. You'll need 1 16-ounce can of lychee fruit. You will divide it into 2 cups, and you'll need 1 cup of green onions chopped. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take that ground meat, and you're going to place it in a bowl with your garlic, your onion, your ginger, your curry, and your cilantro, and your sesame seeds, and then you're going to mix that well, and then you're going to place in your breadcrumbs, and with clean hands, no dirty hands, you're going to make bite-sized meatballs, and you're going to place those into a baking dish. Now, you're going to bake those for 400 degrees for 20 minutes, and while those meatballs are in the oven, you're going to make your sauce. You're going to take your lime juice, your hoisin sauce, your soy sauce, and your coconut milk, and a little bit of your jalapeno peppers, and then you're going to pour it into a blender, and you're going to mix well, because you know me and my ninja. So I made my sauce, and once my sauce was done, and those meatballs were in for 20 minutes, I poured that over top of my meatballs, and then I took the remaining cup of the lychee fruit and the green onions and placed over my meatballs, and I baked for 30 minutes. Now, that's how you're going to enjoy. I served mine over ramen noodles that I got for 20 cents, y'all, because you know me, I like it cheap. And I served it on a hoagie roll, and that's how I made my lychee fruit. King!
Are you gonna bring that up to share when you come and visit us? Because that sounds delicious.
Of course
delicious.
I'll bring it up to share. Who wants it? You want some of that?
Absolutely.
You want some meatballs?
I was making notes on this recipe. I knew I would like it.
You want some meatballs? Don't you got your own meatballs?
Yes, but they don't go in a blender.
Wait. Well, poor Ted is going to a cheese grater because I got braces.
Okay, my son is sitting in the green room today, guys.
Who's in the green room?
My son.
Oh, your son? Oh, I'm sorry, Booby Dooby, but he doesn't. But meatballs. I'm talking about meatballs. He knows what meatballs are, the kind you eat. He probably has Italian and all that. So we good, Stacey. I know how to make a PG-13. You know me.
So, Donna, you found the lychee in a can, you said, right? Because I don't know if I've ever seen them fresh.
I found it, you know me, in the Newark Farmers Market, or any farmers market, or where in the Asian section, they had them in a can. And they also had Ramadan. They the same. And they're like little balls. And they like, when you see them fresh, it look prickly. And you got to pull the skin off. And then you just eat the pulp, but you don't eat the seed.
Okay, so I have seen them. They're like magenta colored, like prickly pear cactus. Yes.
Correct. They're actually really pretty.
They look like what's those balls that you see on the tree? Those little.
Yeah, what are those things called? That you know those balls that you see on the tree that you're describing is where the invention of Velcro came from.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Those things that stick to you when you walk in the woods.
Right.
That's
right.
How Velcro was invented.
Yeah, wow. Those. It looks like those, but they red.
Right.
Yep.
And is the outer, like, I'm going to call it shell or rind, is it pretty soft, though? Or is it hard to...
Hello? I'm pushing buttons on my phone.
Oh, is the outer shell or covering, is it fairly soft? Or
yeah,
is it hard to...
It looks like pine cones, but it was some porky pine things. They look like... Yeah, they green. I'm going to find out. They look like those.
And so you have to crack it like a shell.
Right, and you have to peel those off, and then you eat the white. They only eat the pulp, but they eat them in China, and it's got like really good nutritional value in it, and it cool. It's supposed to have a cooling effect, and it's really sweet.
Huh. And it also has a nut inside of it, correct?
Yeah, but they say don't eat that. I ain't eating nobody's nut.
Right.
No, I don't do that.
So it actually can have medical proof that lychees, is that the right way to say it, can relieve coughing, can relieve coughing, ease abdominal pain, and have a positive effect on tumors and swollen glands.
Yeah, girl, it's got it going on because you know me and my health.
The seeds are prescribed for testicular inflammation and neuralgia pain.
I told you. Those balls is good for you.
That's good
okay.
For you. On that note, I think it's time to go to a break.
Okay,
Donna,
well,
we love having you.
Remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna got to find some lychee balls so she can cool herself off because she thinks she hot stuff. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna. Donna, I think you're hot stuff too.
She's a riot.
Love, Donna. All right, we're going to go on a quick break. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Once again, Carol is not here. This is Tracy, and I have Steve Freeman and Kim Bergeron in the studio as guest co-hosts with us today. So thank you guys for being here. Steve, tell us a little bit about any updates for Manchester Food
Co-op. Oh, we've got some great updates today. So first thing I want to tell you is the Made in New Hampshire Expo is this weekend. It starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Already? Oh, my gosh, that comes around fast.
Yes, is that at the Radisson?
At the Radisson.
Yes, yep.
Yep. So that's this weekend, Friday 1 to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 4. Yours truly will be there.
Good.
We call it popping the pee. Anybody who joins at the Expo gets to pop a pee, and you win an additional prize for joining at the Expo. We'll have our locally made T-shirts, bags, cutting boards, all for sale. And, of course, we're always trying to get more member owners. So that's this weekend at the Radisson here on Elm Street in Manchester. Come one, come all, have a ball. Mm-hmm. In other news, we're working on some temporary signage to put at our location at the Harvest Market in Bedford to announce our upcoming capital investment campaign, which is like Step 98 through 123 for getting a co-op off the ground. And that is all about where we reach out to our member owners first, and you have to be a member owner to contribute or loan or donate money. So what the capital investment campaign is all about raising, self-funding the operation and the acquisition of the store through our member owners. So we reach out to our membership, come up with a way so that you can offer any amount that is affordable to you to help finance the co-op. So we hope to launch that in about 2 weeks, and it's about a 6 or 8 week campaign, and that is our goal is to raise $1.5 million. And it's very consistent with every co-op in America does this. They typically exceed the goals that we've set with our consultants, so we're really excited. We've been working with lawyers, bankers, the Securities Commission, and a couple of other legal entities to make sure we do this correctly. It's a crucial step, and it's really one of the most important steps you can do as a member owner is help finance the operation of the co-op.
Wow, a lot behind it, isn't there?
There's a ton. There's a ton. Yes, yeah. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, and with that day end is coming at the end of this year,
right.
We hope.
Right.
It's a store that we get to enjoy and appreciate for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's what's awesome. So that's the biggest news. Come and see us at the Expo and bring your checkbook and save your checkbook to help us finance the acquisition of the store.
Great.
Excellent. Definitely.
I'm
and
sure
it's good to kind of go and come and see and talk to you in person if anybody is, you know, a lot of times people want to go to the website and just look for information, but it's so nice, I think, to go and just be able to talk to you in person and get a feel for, you know, how they can help and what they can do. If people do want to go to the website, what is that?
ManchesterFood.coop. You can buy all our merchandise on our website. You can become a member. You can email us. You can see us on Facebook. We talk, you know, like any other business out there. We use Facebook, Twitter. We respond to messaging. We are all volunteers, so it's not like you're going to get a response in 5 minutes, but
right.
You should get it by the end of the day. And we have email set up on our website, so everything's there. But you're right. Come and see us at the Expo. We actually were contacted by other co-op companies in America that said, you guys just scored 33 new members in a weekend. What did you do? So this expo has been our most successful single sort of period of time mm-hmm. event for new members. We've averaged about 32, 33 new members each year. This is, I think, our fifth year doing it. So it's a nice little push for a weekend of new members.
Definitely. That's good.
Yes.
Now, what do people do if they want to, do like what you're doing, volunteering to help and to, are there like board members positions open?
Yes, or? We actually have 3 board positions open right now. Get yourself an IV bag and get hooked up with some adrenaline because we say that now because it really is. We're in the business part of it where it's really just a tremendous amount of paperwork, legal work, mm-hmm. document reading. It's the less than fun part, but a crucially important part. Mm-hmm. So yes, we have 3 positions open. We'd love someone who has some sort of grocery experience or banking or mm-hmm. legal. But outside of that, just passion and determination to come contribute and try and participate because it is a fair amount of emails, texting, reading documents, meeting with consultants, lawyers, and things of that sort. Other than that, we always look for volunteers to help stuff envelopes. Like I have 2 volunteers meeting me tonight to break down our booth, which is at the Harvest Market, pack it up, then go to the Expo Center and mm-hmm. set it up. Volunteers all weekend at the Expo Center, volunteers Sunday afternoon to help me break it down, bring it back to the store and put it back up. So there's always things like that. We're actually specifically right now, we want to volunteer. We have about 220 bad mail addresses that we need just somebody who can log into our Google document and figure out how to update our member owners with their new addresses, which is going to be a constant thing for any business because you move mm-hmm. and your co-op right. doesn't get. So we have a pile of dead letters, I guess they're called, mm. that we need to find their new mailing addresses.
And is that something that people can do from their home or do they?
Yep.
So that's nice and convenient for people too.
You just need a computer and access to the internet to get to right. that document. Actually, we wouldn't open that document. We would send you a copy of it.
Right.
And then you'd send all the updates and we would input it back.
Yeah, so that's convenient for people. Do it at 11 o'clock mm-hmm. at night if, yeah. I get a little time and let me help out with something.
So if you're interested in volunteering for any task, email info@manchesterfood.coop.
Excellent.
And Carla will get back to you.
Super. Great.
Yes. Always good to hear updates. We are going to take a break here at the top of the hour. You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. This is Tracy with Steve Freeman and Kim Bergeron, and we will be right back.